You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We welcome in Steve. Steve, how you doing? Michael, Don, and Peter?
Hey, guys.
So if
what's happening?
If the Baltimore Ravens, right, who are a Super Bowl-level contender, if they can't beat Kansas City at home, who's beating Kansas City other than if they have a flat game?
Yeah, that's it. The Chiefs will beat the Chiefs. That's what I said last night. Just watching the guys coming out of that huddle. You think about the situation the Jets are in right now with the roster that they have, and then you look at the roster at the Chiefs and the people coming out of that offensive huddle. And then Andy Reid just toying with, you know, he's just funny little formations, and Patrick Mahomes handles everything. Any problem, any trouble, he just scampers around, gets out of it. Just, you know, like you can't stop him. They were third and 14, and he calls a double move deep play and just backs up and just heaves it because he figures it's 3rd and 14. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to get more and more of as they get out of the preseason of September. And if they get hurt, people get nicked, Kelsey goes down, then, you know, they're flat. That's possible. But I'm just trying to think of teams that could match them. Seattle, you know, maybe with Russell could match them, you know, play for play, maybe. When New Orleans is good, you know, they might be able to match them play for play, but they're not there. Michael, I just, you know, being the only guy in the stands, you know, again, the attendance of one. It's fun to be, and honestly, it's fun to be there because you can actually hear what they're saying and what they're yelling at each other and how they're communicating and the stuff it's to me much more interesting game to watch because I get to, like, I actually feel part of it. Like, you can, because I played so long, I kind of get I get what's happening. It's fun. But the Chiefs, yeah, the Chiefs are, no one's going to beat the Chiefs other than the Chiefs.
We repurposed a comment you made as the no-hitter's broken up here. Oakland got a single to lead off the 7.
Well, yeah, Michael, without fail.
Without fail. About that you sometimes can be good enough as a quarterback to play through bad coaching. But when you look at Sam now, how depleted they are with all the injuries they have, plus the possibility that their coach is not good, is it reasonable to expect that Sam can play better?
Don, I guess we'll build off what we said last week. You know, watching the Jets, they just don't have players. And that's just, I mean, name somebody on that team that could go to the Pro Bowl, you know? So what happens is, if you're not careful, it all devolves everywhere. Where no one's as good a coach, no one's as good a quarterback, no one's as, like it, and I was a part of a team in Tampa Bay that you know, everything was victimization and mitigation. Like, you know, how can we be good? We got all these problems. And my point being that if you're going to make it in the NFL, and I really believe this in my time in Tampa, you got to show, you're going to show some glimmer that you can, you know, you can show yourself despite it all. And I really believe that. And people can say, oh, you didn't show me much, Steve. But I, at least my coach, Jimmy Ray, turned to me and said, hey, look, you're going to be a good player in the league. You're showing, you know, it's like I needed that. I needed to hear that from him because it's so hard when you're losing. And it's brutal. Everyone's in the corner whispering and, you know, everyone's backbiting and trouble. And it's just tough. I'm saying about Sam is you don't throw two pick sixes and just kind of like wandering through it. I'm not happy with Sam. Despite all the challenges, I'm not happy. Because I wouldn't be as a coach, like, because the quarterback has the most ability to show that, you know what, we might be going down, but it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be this way. And so he's young, and you got to keep giving some forgiveness. But the league is so wide open now, Don. I mean, watching the game yesterday, there's so many open guys, so much space. It's as if the field just got bigger. And I know people are like, oh, yeah, the old days, Steve. I know. Like, forget that. I'm just telling you, fundamentally, the game has changed dramatically from a quarterback perspective. And there's so much space and yards to be gotten that if you're not getting a few of them, then something's up, you know, for you. And so I gotta say, a week later, it's going to – some of this rests on Sam. You've got to be able to glean through all the trouble, look around a couple corners. Yeah, I'll throw a couple pick sixes, but something about the game, you're going to see my grit. You're going to see something, and that's what Thursday night is kind of the D-Day, right? Because we've had this tough start, preseason, 15th padded practice, all the stuff we talked about last week. Now you got a big Thursday night. Everyone's going to be watching. The whole country's going to be watching you play. I don't care what happens to the Jets. I want to see Sam show me that he gets that it's, you know, as difficult as it is, I'm going to show you that I got something that's worthy here.
Well, we've been saying that for a few weeks, Steve. I feel you.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, we are where we are. You know,
yeah. But let me ask you this, Steve. Given what you just said about the Jets' talent, in some ways, was the Giants game more upsetting over the weekend?
Yeah, I thought that was terrible. The 49ers didn't go home. They went to West Virginia to you know, not their place. They came back on a field they didn't want to play on. They were wounded deeply, right? They lost their leader, two leaders. People were all over not playing. And you can't mount a vicious effort. That shocked me a little bit. I didn't know. Look, I don't know if the Giants are good enough to beat any, you know, a lot of people, but in football, and we've talked about this 1,000 times, football's like Newt Rockne's famous because Newt Rockne made a speech and they played well. Football is an emotional game more than any other game because of the numbers of guys and the physical nature of it. And so if you can't kind of see an opening, you know, in a young season to be at home and do something least effort-wise special, regardless of result, that's why I was disappointed. I was like, wow, that was flat and terrible. I was surprised.
Now, I don't know how to take this, Steve. I don't know how to judge it. So Sam comes on with us every Monday. And the last two Mondays, he said, this is on the players. The plays are out there, and I'm making 4 or 5 mistakes a game. Now, I understand that you can't really kill your coach. But when you go that far out on a limb, Steve, to me, you're saying, I'm not good enough. When everybody in the world is saying Gase isn't good enough. So where's the truth, Steve? Is it right in the middle?
Michael, I'm heartened to hear him say that. If that's what he said, I should probably listen to his show. I like that. I like that because you got to start. A quarterback and coach have to own it. It allows everyone else on the team to own it. If the coach and quarterback don't own it, then no one else will own it. Out of anything, nothing will be owned. The whole thing, it's just squandered away. And I appreciate that. But if the roster is not up to speed, that's not a coach or a quarterback. That's somebody else. Right? So like you can go fire a coach. You have the same roster. Like, I agree, the game is, you know, as an offensive-minded person in this game today, with especially early this season, because defenses are not up to speed. It's switched. The game is so different now because of the stuff we've talked about, the rule changes. There's no time with coaches and quarterbacks anymore, and players anymore. The game is more college-like. It's all different. But it's easier for offenses early. This season, you've seen it. Defenses will gel. Defenses will rise up, and especially around the playoffs, you know there's going to be 2 or 3 defenses that will make a difference. But rank and file NFL right now, offense is king, and they're flying all over the place, and people are wide open. And in my mind, even if you don't have a great roster, you, as an offensive guru and as a young, good quarterback, we've got to come up with something. And the two of them are responsible. And if they're saying that, that's really helpful because it forces everybody else to be responsible. But my heavens, if they have a terrible roster, we all need to own that one and say, who really owns the roster?
Well, here's the money question. And maybe this is unfair to ask you. But the Giants and the Jets. Giants have a second-year quarterback that they took early. The Jets have a third-year quarterback. Both of these teams are dreadful, and they have a chance to be 3-13. 2-14. If either of them gets the first pick in the draft and Trevor Lawrence is everything they say about better than sliced bread, would you give up on either of those quarterbacks to pick Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Really? Both of them?
Yeah. I mean, when I say the league has changed, it is more college-like. So that's why young players, Kyler Murray at 5'8", can go out there, run around. There's so many yards to be gotten. He's got that knack. He's got that nose for it. He's figured out a way. Kyler Murray was not possible 20 years ago. And the game is very open for quarterbacks to be successful early. So if a guy comes in and like what happened in Chicago, at some point there's guys running open, people are, you're not seeing the field, you're throwing people's chest. More than ever, you got to be pretty quick or quicker about the fact on the ground that it's a quarterback's game. The job has gotten easier, and we want young guys to start to show that they can be good at it really fast. And if you're not, you're getting plenty of opportunity. As hard as it is for me to give up on Mitchell Trubisky, which I don't want to do, there's something about the kid. He's very earnest. It's like with Wentz, too. These guys are earnest. They want to be great. They want to be perfect. And they're overwrought, and they're too much in their head. And I want to change it. I want to get them out of that mode. And it's going to be too late. How many players came to me over the years, quarterbacks, would say, just when I figured out the game, Steve, I got kicked out of town. Because it was hard. And it was difficult, but the game is faster now. So if a guy has a whole season or two and doesn't show you signs that you want to, I really want that guy to play. If they both end up 2-14 after two seasons, I was there too. I was 2-14 in Tampa. But if you don't show something that Bill Walsh goes, hey, I like you. You're a good player. We want you to come compete with Joe Montana. Like, you better have something in your pocket because somebody needs to believe in you. And in this game today, it's going to happen faster. So you ask me, would I go with Trevor Lawrence? Yes. If they go 2-14, absolutely, 100%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What do you think's wrong in Philadelphia?
They don't have a lot of. He doesn't have a lot of help, and because he's in his heart, he's in his head a lot. He's very earnest, and he's the kind of guy that says, oh, "I'll put it on my back." He got hurt and missed a season because of it, and that's the kind of guy you like. That, you know, and as he gets older, he'll understand that better and know that he can't put it on his back, and he'll try to find ways to be a little bit more, you know, be smarter. But the instinct is right. But the problem is, because he puts it on his back, it feels like because he doesn't have a lot of help, that he actually, these, you know, the highs and lows, the lows are way too low for him. I mean, he's a better player than that. He's breaking through the net that I think he had as a you know, even a year or two ago. It's like he's breaking through the net, and it's like it gets worse. And I feel like it's probably because he's trying to do too much. And and you know what? That's fine. It's very earnest and very, you know, laudable. But if you're doing that, you're not helping the team, right? And so you've got to be mature enough to say, look, I can't be the reason we lose. I might not be the reason we win every week, but I can't be the reason that we lose. And I think he's a good player and could be a great player. And I think he's got to figure it out with Doug, and I want to be very patient. But I felt the same way about Mitch. I just felt like he clawed his way back last year after embarrassing first half. I thought he toughened and getting shown some grit, and then this. So I don't know. The game is easier. I don't care what anyone says. It's not still hard to be great. I get that part. But young players are obviously, there's a lot more open receivers and open space. You should be able to show something. And when Mitchell doesn't, and if Wentz continues to struggle, we can say it's a roster. We can say you can try to blame Doug. But in the end, the quarterback's going to own it. And he'll own it. He's very earnest. Too earnest in some ways, right? But I just don't want him to. The lows have got to go away. He's got to get higher lows. And then I'll start to feel a little bit better about it.
Do you see any hope for Haskins in Washington, or do you think that we'll end up seeing Kyle Allen here at some point?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I told you a couple weeks ago as we joined for the first time in the preseason in 12 padded practices, the really good teams, are going to be better than ever early because they're so cohesive and ready. And the kind of not so good teams, the teams that need more work and more time, that have no chance to preview at all for each other. I want to get through September, to be honest with you. We're almost there. One more week, and maybe we have a little bit more sense of things, maybe a couple more weeks. But there are teams that weren't ready to go out and play a season after 12 padded practices. They're just not, it's just the nature of who's playing, who's leading them, and the cohesiveness of it. And the teams that you could see were ready. The Rams decided over the last 8 months, we're not going to go, it's not going down this way. Right, the Bills, the teams that were on the bubble, it's not going down that way. You could see that they're going to be good, but the teams that weren't going to be good and didn't have a chance to get started, we can kill them, but they just need. Let's talk about teams like Washington. Unfortunately, let's talk about them in another month, and then we'll say, you know what? Wow, it's terrible. Or you know what? They're putting it together. A game like Denver, despite the accidents that have happened to them. There's just teams that were not ready to go play that are. It's showing. It's not good.
Talking with the Hall of Famer Steve Young, his weekly spot on the show. You know what's happening with Tennessee? So they're saying that the facility is closed, and they're not going to practice until Saturday.
Everyone's home, and no one's sequestered. Everyone's on their own.
Right.
Home. Is that the idea?
And no lifting. No practices. So realistically, you've been there. You've done that. Can a team be competitive with one practice before a game on Sunday?
They do it for Thursdays, So
yeah.
I think Tennessee is a team that's going to get better. I think this is a good team that could be great. And a quarterback that's a good quarterback that could be great. Like I think I played golf with Coach Mike in the summer, and he talked about beating the Ravens and how he did it. And we talked about a lot of different stuff. And one of the comments that I really swung with me is like, we're just scratching the surface with these guys. And I get that sense. And so, yeah, this would be a little bit of a hiccup and it would be easy not to play. But this is a team that was ready to play, I believe, and is only going to get better. So I it's tough, one court, one practice. But the real issue, Michael, is a broader issue, right? If the more and more, if they have to cancel a game, how do you, and a good team like this, and now they can't, and it affects seedings and the playoffs that what are you going to do if you can't make that game up? I thought, wow, the NFL's amazing that they can pay all that money and create a mobile bubble. And they're pulling it off for 32 teams and 32 mobile bubbles. They figured it out with all the money that they did. I give them a lot of credit, but if it devolves, it can devolve quickly, right? Because they can't make up games like baseball and basketball. They can't move days. And so it could really, that's got to be the scary thing that's happening for everybody today. It's like, okay, Tennessee today, who tomorrow?
Very quickly before we let you go, so you have traveled each of the 3 weeks. And I remember from last year, you told us that a friend of yours actually passed from COVID-19. Is there a fear of yours of traveling?
Yeah, I'm not, it feels like the stats and the data are the airlines are doing well. I mean, obviously you can't. You got to get in the rental car, the bus, and there's things where you can't. I feel this trip was a long trip to Baltimore. I feel more exposed than I felt for 6 months. I got to be honest with you. They're just coming home,
right?
So that's just. But I don't know. You do the best you can, and sometimes you want to not do your job or not be able to get around. But I feel like the airline, being on the plane, according to the data that I'm reading, it feels like it's, the airlines are trying to do a really good job. But I got to be honest with you, Mike. I come home and I came home just a few minutes ago and I just like, hey, I almost feel like going in the back and hanging out for a few days just to make sure.
Right. Well, I mean, you've got private jet money. You should do that.
Great point.
Oh, okay. That is true.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Steve.
I the Marriott Marquis is my favorite spot, but I know you're up in the upper, I know where you live, so relax.
Steve, stay safe. Thanks for coming on, man.
You guys are the best.
All right.
See you.
Thank you, man.
Take
you
care,
too.
Steve.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.